Now it's time for America's favorite daytime fun show.
Block to Block Radio here on 91.5 FM, KKUP, Cupertino.
Back in July, there was a hunger strike that almost lasted an entire month. The folks out there in Pelican Bay, they had five core demands that they're fighting for. They had an agreement with the California Department of Corrections, CDC, had an agreement, but since then, no agreements have been made. There's been no, you know, leeway. No one's met their demands. No. So as of September 26, the boys in Pelican Bay shoe program are back on hunger strike. And it's actually caught on to a few prisons outside of California, but it's caught on to a few prisons here in California. And they're in solidarity with the boys out there, a part of this hunger strike. And they're going on their third week of being on this hunger strike since the 26th. And yeah, they're facing retaliation from the CDC. And I'm going to go ahead, I'm going to read an article right here, just updating folks what's going on. And all this information could be found off of prisonhungerstrikesolidarity.wordpress.com. And, you know, I've been in contact with some of the folks that are part of this organizing. So we'll be hearing from folks from this organization in the weeks to come to give us an update on what's going on, especially behind the scenes. But to my knowledge, what happened now is, so what the CDC is doing as a way to make the numbers go down as far as participants in the hunger strike, a lot of the men have been on liquid diets where they're not eating, but they're getting the liquids, the juice or the water, whatever, off their tray. What CDC is doing, if anybody touches anything on that tray, they document you and you're not on strike no more. If you touched your food tray, not even if you got food, but you touched anything on that tray. So what's going on now? There's a word going out for folks are not even going to be drinking liquids. So it's going to get a little bit more heavy now, just to let you know what's going on. So going off an article right here. With the second phase of a massive California prisoner hunger strike in its third week, prisoners have begun to report grave medical issues. Men are collapsing in their cells because they haven't eaten in 2 weeks, says a family member of a striker at Calipatri State Prison. I have been told that guards refuse to respond when called. This is clearly a medical emergency. In an effort to isolate prisoners perceived by the California Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation, the folks who are seen as the leaders, you know, some prisoners at Pelican Bay have been removed from the security housing unit to administrative segregation. The Prisoner Hunger Strike Solidarity Coalition has received reports that prison officials have been attempting to freeze out strikers held in the ADSEG unit of Pelican Bay, using the air conditioning system in conjunction with cold weather conditions where the prison is located. Last week, a hunger striker in Pelican Bay was taken to a hospital in Oregon after he suffered a heart attack. Prisoners have also been denied medications, including prescriptions for high blood pressure. The CDC, Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation, has been treating this current strike, which began on September 26th, as a mass disturbance and has refused negotiations. So CDC is not even acknowledging that this is an organized movement. They're seeing as it's a disturbance. We're not even trying to hear you. As a result, we're going to put the air conditioner on. We're going to free. Oh, you! They're disciplining and they're retaliating against the folks that are striking. Refusing medical attention, refusing whatever medications they need. And, you know, I'll go on. And this is, man, prisoners and advocates have expressed serious concerns about the state of the medical care in these prisons, mainly in Corcoran, Calipatri, Pelican Bay, and Salinas Valley, where the strike continues. And check this out. Prisoners over at Corcoran have stated, due to what they have done here to us, some men have stopped drinking water completely. And that's going back to, if you touch your food tray, they're documenting you as you're not a striker. You're not on strike. If you touch your food tray, you touch water, you drink liquids, you're not on strike. Technically not on strike no more. So now men are refusing to drink water. And man, I'll tell you what has been said too, that man, some of the men have stopped drinking water completely. And so we may well be close to death in a few days. Folks want more information, you need to check out this website, prisonerhungerstrikesolidarity.wordpress.com, to get more information on what's going down. So hearts and, you know, the prayers go out to the family members as well as their loved ones are on hunger strike. And that's just something I want folks out there to just keep in mind too. There's a lot, there's victims all the way around in a lot of situations. You know, I'm not going to go out there. I'm not going to go as far to say is that, you know, all these men are innocent. I'm not going to go as far to say, you know, some of these men shouldn't be disciplined. Yeah, some of them need to be disciplined. But for me, being in a community that's stricken by violence, I come from Eastside Sanjo, the Mayfair community. Get out if you can is what they dub my neighborhood. South Si Puedes neighborhood. Not Si Se Puede, no, South Si Puede. Get out if you can. So I know about the victimization of our community, our neighborhood. I know the victims and then the offenders, their families are victims as well. I just got to put that in perspective this morning, especially dealing with my wife, whose father is currently on this hunger strike, is currently in the SHU program, Security Housing Unit, out there in Pelican Bay. So this is touching close to home, touching my wife. And yeah, I just got to put that out there. I want to go ahead and switch a color on right now. I got my wife on the line. Good morning, Lupe Madrid.
Good morning. Good morning.
How are you doing this morning?
Kind of hard. Sorry. Rough night last night. Just seeing what's going on behind prison, you know, the walls, and just thinking about my dad, and just, and part of the letter when he was like, I'm putting my life on the line. It's just sad to think about. Just the worst case, you know, to happen is he's going to leave in a body bag because he wants to make a difference, or he just wants things changed in the prison system. So as for me, I can't help to just want to fight for him on the outside and just get involved and do what I can do for my dad.
Now, one of the most touching and painful things that hit me was he's not even aware of Christian beliefs, of religion, or God. And babe, I know you were reaching to him through letters, the gospel of God, Jesus Christ. Is there a message that you sent him that you want everyone out there to know?
Just, you know, I wrote him a letter just telling him, you know, how God is so great and how he changed my life, and, you know, getting a letter back saying that he never even heard of Christianity. He wasn't brought up with that and just in prison. He doesn't even know about that. And he grew up most of his life in prison. But I just, it just hurts me. You know, I'm his daughter. I'm his twin. You know, I look just like my dad. So just hurts to know that, you know, he's so skinny in there and just the thoughts of everything that's going through my mind. You know, I had a rough, rough night last night. All I could do is just drop to my knees and just pray to God. And God just be with him through all this. To give him the strength.
And I just want folks to realize that, you know, when you talk about all these men and women that are incarcerated, regardless of what they did, now take that out of the picture now. They have family members. That monster or that criminal has a mama somewhere, has loved ones out there. You know what I'm saying?
They're still human. You know, they're still human. That's what it comes down to, you know. They're not dogs, they're not animals in prison, you know. It talks about, you know, I don't know. I'm just lost for words with just all this. And I didn't think this was so serious until I started looking up, you know, last night and seeing videos of just how he's living since 97. He's been living in the shoe. And he's been trying to get out of the shoe since 97. And there's always been somebody just putting his name, you know, putting bad on his name. And that's why he's stuck in there.
All right, babe. I want to thank you for giving us a call this morning. Like I said, this is an issue that we're going to be covering. And something we're going to be getting involved with as well. You know, even more so because they're on a hunger strike. Right now, they're fighting for basic human rights in there. They're fighting for human contact. At least let me see, look at somebody. As in Pelican Bay, locked down 23 hours a day. No human contact. Even if there's a lockdown, they're not coming out. No human contact. No letters, no phone calls, depending. Babe, I'm going to go ahead and let you go. Is there a message you want to say before I let you go this morning?
Just to all the, you know, there's a lot of people that have family members that are incarcerated, you know. I was one of them where I just shut the door on my dad, but they need us right now. The most important part, you know, they need the letters encouraging them and giving them strength and, you know, I'm going to continue to actually make copies of the Bible and send it in paper form to him, you know, just so he could just, you know, ask God to, you know, guide him and he can go from there. But I just want to hope everybody has a good week and God bless you all.
All right, babe. I want to thank you for giving us a call this morning.
You're welcome.
Giving us some insight. The hurt, but yet the hope. I want to thank everyone out there for being tuned in. This has been Block to Block Radio, 91.5 FM, KKUP Cupertino, with me, your host, Mr. David Mitchell.